Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness. Sign up and get the summer free.
Summer free makes you feel fine.
All right, so sad news yesterday. Tim Conway from the Carol Burnett Show died at the age of 85. He was suffering dementia, I guess, and was unable to speak for after undergoing brain surgery last September.
Yeah, the last couple of years, I think, weren't great. Did you guys have, six of your friends call to make sure you were still alive yesterday? I did.
Tim Conway.
Well, I think a lot of people just would see the headline, like, on Facebook or something and thought, yeah. So.
Did they check on you when Bert passed away?
No, well, it was way before cell phones. I was very young.
Did any of your friends know Bert Convy?
Him personally or know of him?
No, like know of him. Like we grew up with him.
Yeah,
the rest of us.
Yeah. When we were little, he was on TV. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was like Win, Lose, or Draw.
With Burt Reynolds. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, right. He was still around. So yeah, I was very young.
Tim, you look great for 85, by the way.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a long storied history with people mistaking my name with Tim Conway. So yeah. When I was at MTV my first summer in 2001, people jokingly all call, oh, Timmy Conway was what sort of kind of our crew called me jokingly. Well, then the first show I worked on was this Unplugged, and Alex Caletti was the executive producer, and I was flattered that he knew my name, or at least what he thought was my name. So they put my name in the credits. It was going to be my first TV credit. And at the last minute, Alex Caletti, this legendary producer, thought he was doing me a favor, looking out for the little PA, and said, oh, no, you spelled that wrong. It's Tim Conway. So my first TV credit that I was so incredibly excited for, as the credits rolled, it said Tim Conway because he thought he was doing me a favor.
What's the most bizarre thing is that your name gets messed up more than any of us.
Yeah,
that's true.
And I have a way more complicated name than you do.
Yeah, I don't know.
And it's a very simple name.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is.
Back to the man that we're talking about, Tim Conway. Of course, we all know him from the Carol Burnett Show and the famous scenes where he would just crack the entire
crew. Oh my gosh, it was amazing.
So funny.
And they said that he used to rehearse and he wouldn't use what he was going to do on the show filming, and then he would just knock it out of the park
when the cameras were
rolling. I remember was there an elephant trunk one with the mamas?
Snorky.
Yeah. But just the outtakes of everyone just cracking up. I mean, it's one of our favorite things
to
see.
Exactly. You would watch, you would even watch the ones that made it with him and Harvey Korman. And it was hilarious because you could see Harvey Korman just busting up and Conway just kept going.
Oh, he was just... those are always my favorite, the outtakes of them. Not even outtakes. Those were on the show.
Yeah.
And then Dorf. A lot of people in the 80s remember the video series he did, Dorf on Golf, Dorf on whatever. And Carol Burnett issued a statement saying, I'm heartbroken. He was one in a million, not only as a brilliant comedian, but as a loving human being. I cherish the times we had together, both on the screen and off. He'll be in my heart forever.
It's so funny. He was on Carol Burnett for years, and he was always a guest star. So he could have one of the shows off, because she did like 23 shows a year, but he always was a guest star. And,
really?
And she kept saying, when are you going to become a permanent member? And about after the seventh or eighth year, he became a permanent member.
I never knew that. That's a good little
thing. Very interesting.
Let's talk about TV. All right, so ABC rolled out their new shows, and not a lot of big stories. There's going to be a Black-ish spinoff. That's going to be a prequel that follows a young version of Tracy Ellis Ross's character Rainbow in the 1980s.
Huh. Was there another spinoff of that show? Where to college.
That's
it was called
Grownish.
Grown. And the thing is,
it's on Freeform.
I think it's been renewed for a second season, and the ratings are not good on that show, but they keep renewing it. I don't know why.
They also ABC also ordered a revival of Kids Say the Darndest Things, but. Instead of Bill Cosby, who's not available, it's going to be Tiffany Haddish is going to be hosting. ABC News decided to add 3 more years to Jimmy Kimmel's contract, so that's some good news.
Yeah.
And they say that the Academy Awards that they're going to have again next year, they'll probably go without a host again since it works so well.
Yeah.
Dancing with the Stars will be back in the fall. And then the Conners got, you know, renewed, but they're going to up their episodes. They only had 11 episodes last year, and they are going to be doing about 18 to 22 episodes.
I'm surprised that it's surviving.
Yeah.
They said that it had, their ratings were like a 9.5 average.
Wow.
9.5 million. And they canceled ABC, the Alec Baldwin show, The Fix, For the People, The Kids Are All Right, Speechless, Take Two, and Splitting Up Together, and Whiskey Cavalier.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Scott Foley, Jenna Fisher.
Mm-hmm. Well, but at least Sterling K got some good news yesterday because This Is Us got picked up for
3 seasons.
3 seasons.
So, yeah.
If you cancel that out, St. Louis, they each got a season next year.
and what did they say about the Bachelorette and Celebrity Family Feud? They say they will have to decide their fates after the seasons. They're not getting rid of
The Bachelorette.
Yeah. Okay. And then this makes me laugh. Roger Daltrey was performing at a show on Monday night at Madison Square Garden. Some fans started smoking the weed, and Roger went off. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Well, he said, he yelled, "All the ones smoking grass down in the front there, I'm totally allergic to it. I'm not kidding. Whoever it is down there, you blank my night. I'm allergic to that blank, and my voice just sucks up. So blank you."
Really? Yeah, he sounds angry there.
Isn't it? It's just funny. A rock star now is like, get off my lawn.
Yeah.
You know?
Rolling your doobies.
Yes. Yeah. Smoking that Bing. Here's Lance. Another Schmig, by the way, at 8:40. I may do it. Tim may do it. We're not sure yet. We'll decide because Jen's off today. But of course, you can always hear it in podcast form at Y98.com. Here's Lance with your traffic.
Wow. A rush hour festooned with problems. So you're thinking...
Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness and get the summer free.
Summer free! Makes you feel fine.
I'm in for Jen, if you didn't notice. All right, online at Y98.com, you can see the brand new trailer for the Party of Five reboot. Party of Five was a big part of my life.
Really?
The Salinger family? Yes.
Hmm.
And you know that Scott Wolf, Belleville roots.
Sure.
His brother, Gary, I believe went to Belleville West.
Huh.
But yes, and he's spotted at the country club every once in a while when he's in town.
Interesting.
St. Clair Country Club.
I've never seen an episode of Party of Five.
Oh, I loved it so much. Well, they're rebooting it on Freeform, and the trailer's at 198.com, and here's the spin. You know, they were orphaned because I think their parents were killed in a car accident, if I am not crazy.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And there was a baby involved too, remember? So the oldest Salinger had to take care of pretty much the family.
Mm.
Well, the how they're going with it is the parents of all the kids get deported.
Topical.
Yeah.
And you can see that trailer, Y98.com. Keanu Reeves, Tim is very excited about John Wick Chapter 3. Yeah. Is that what it's called?
I think so, yeah. The first two are just strong, man. It's just over-the-top, crazy action movies. And I'll say this, Keanu Reeves, not a great actor, but he makes great movies.
He really, I'm telling you.
You're absolutely, that's a great, yeah.
There's a bunch, I could name a bunch of Keanu Reeves' movies that I really, really enjoy.
I totally agree.
He loves the sequel, that Keanu Reeves.
That guy, I mean, what a career. But yeah, man, this one looks awesome. The first two are really just a very different kind of action movie. It's not for everybody, but yeah, I'm pumped about this one.
Well, he had his, got to do his hand and footprint in Hollywood, and he'd pulled a Guy Phillips. He tried three times to get his signature the way he wanted it. A guy, if you don't know, when he threw out the first pitch, asked for a mulligan, a redo. Halle Berry was there on hand to support him.
And this wasn't on the Walk of Fame. This is just he put in a new patio, from what I understand.
It doesn't say what it was. It says, but you can see the video at Y98.com. Nice. And then Lego made a Stranger Things upside down set.
Awesome.
That's pretty awesome.
Oh, that sounds scary.
Yeah, you can see it online, but it'll set you back about $200.
Yeah, it's like they do like an 80s commercial with it too, so
that's
really cool.
Is it time for a new James Bond? Daniel Craig injured himself running while he was filming a scene in Jamaica. It's now in production. It's the 25th Bond flick, and it's on hold currently because of his injury.
Uh-oh.
He was sprinting during filming when he slipped, fell quite awkwardly. This is his quote. Quite awkwardly. And he was in a lot of pain, complaining about his ankle. He's 51, which really isn't that old, and he looks like he's in darn good shape.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of tired of talking about who the next Bond will be.
What do they... I can't do it. His ankle's all right?
I guess. I don't know. I don't have the status.
It's
a lower body injury.
Okay. I was going to say it's broken, not strained.
Carol Burnett show star Tim Conway.
Kevin liked it. Kevin laughed out loud.
I was there.
It just took you too much to get there.
Yeah, but I kind of figured where he was going.
Okay. He was 85, and you can see a tribute to him online. But, of course, Carol Burnett, famous for making people crack up during... the performances. All right, 8 TV shows that are ending after one more season. Empire's and it's going to be having its 6th and final season. Modern Family, funny about Modern Family, they thought they were going to end after this season, so the ending was like the very first episode. The finale they just had last week, but they're coming back next year now. But the finale, they did a scene that they also did in the first episode.
Oh, cool.
Because I don't think they knew when they shot that they were going to continue on for another season.
So you think they cried and went through all the finale thing, but then it's like...
They had to have.
In 3 months.
They had to have.
Interesting.
Criminal Minds, 15th season will be its last, but what's his face? That was his last. Joe
Mantegna.
I think he's gone. Let's see. Blind Spot, 5th season will be its last. Supernatural. Wow, 15 seasons of Supernatural. Arrow, Suits, and The Creek Show on Pop. I don't want to get fired for that. Yeah. I don't watch it.
Schitt's Creek.
Yeah, there you go. Vanna White said that she and Pat Sajak have been working together for 36 years. They've only ever had one argument, and it was over Pat Sajak putting ketchup on a hot dog. I feel like we've had this same fight in studio.
I thought Vanna put it on and Pat got upset.
No.
No?
Vanna puts mustard and she puts both on hers.
Yeah.
But Pat prefers just ketchup.
Oh.
Which Vanna thinks is weird.
Yeah.
You talk to the hot dog council, they say the same thing. They don't approve the ketchup only on a hot dog.
Thank God they patch things up.
And she said she's not denying that she has a pretty easy TV gig, but she says it's not as easy as everyone thinks. 6 shows a day in 5-inch heels is hard work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's 2 hours a day. It's 2 hours. If you break it down.
And it's probably only like one day a week.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, listen.
She's got a good. I mean, she knows
she's got it good.
Right.
I think she was being cute. And this is interesting. Before we wrap up, Schmig, some interesting stats from this week's Billboard charts. Vampire Weekend scored their 3rd number one album, Father of the Bride, but they also became the only act to have 3 or more number one albums without ever placing a song on the Hot 100.
Wow.
Is that not crazy?
Yeah.
And then Blurry Face, 21 Pilots, just completed its 208th week on the Billboard 200. 4 years on the charts.
Wow.
It's time to get some new music, that possibly.
Mailbox money there.
They've put more out. I mean, they put new stuff out since then. That's crazy.
If you want to hear the Schmig in its podcast form, you can go to White.
It'll be alright. It'll be alright. It'll be alright. It'll be alright.
Y98, it's Courtney and Company Morning Show. You have a few minutes to text the code word this hour to win $1,000 from Cashman. It's URGE, U-R-G-E. Text that to 72881, and you could win $1,000. Another code word at 9:20 this morning. Birthdays!
Yes.
Got some good ones today. Really, really good ones. I mean, so good, in fact. I'm not even going to do Madeline Albright.
Oh, yes. She's got St. Louis connections, too.
She's 82. All right, let's start with Jamie Lynn Sigler.
Sopranos?
Yeah.
Sopranos.
I think she is 39.
Yeah, I was going to say 40.
Yeah, I was thinking a little older, too. I was going to say 41.
She's 38. Tim comes closest. How about Emmett Smith?
Ooh.
Retired Dallas Cowboy. He won Dancing with the Stars, the third season.
57?
Is he that old?
53.
I was... Okay, 55.
You should have gone with your instinct, because I thought he was older, too, but he's only 50.
That's really? That's what I was going to say.
50.
Wow.
You guys suckered me in.
I know, you shouldn't.
Sorry.
You
should, I know. No, I'm not complaining.
But he's been retired for so long.
Yeah. I know.
And he does the gray beard commercial, so I don't know. It makes him feel 50. Older.
It makes me feel bad when, like, not only are players, you know, you feel bad. There comes a point when all the people playing any sport are all younger than you. Yeah. But when the coaches are younger than you, it makes you feel really bad. How old is the restaurant? They're all sports, but they're good people.
Okay.
Andy Murray.
Oh.
Tennis guy.
Isn't he a member of the St. Louis Aces once upon a time?
First Brit to win a Grand Slam title in more than 40 years.
Maybe not.
35.
Tennis is tough because they start so young.
I know.
I was going to say 41, and I think that's way too old.
Okay.
Number I had was 37.
32.
Wow. It feels like he's been around for a
while. Yeah. That's why I knew that one would get you. Whoa. And I also knew Emmett Smith would get you.
Yeah.
You might be able to get this one. He's a funny guy. I don't know if you guys have ever seen the video. George Brett on the field talking to some of the younger players about pooping his pants. It's a funny video. And apparently he is not a fan at all of the on-field celebrations.
George Brett, he's really old school. He also, you know, he had the whole pine tar controversy where he ran out of the dugout, and he said it was the best thing that ever happened to him, because before that, he had done Preparation H commercials. So whenever he would be at different stadiums playing, they'd go, your hemorrhoids.
Oh, really?
But after the pine tar, they're like, where's the pine tar, Brett? And he was like, that's fine with me.
That's awesome.
That was an upgrade.
Now, how old is he?
George Brett?
Mm-hmm. No, Preparation H.
Preparation H guy?
I got it.
Go.
64.
Yeah, I was thinking around the same thing. 62.
66.
66! We finally got one! That is celebrity birthdays. Happy birthday if you're celebrating today on May the 15th. Here's Lance with a final look at your traffic.
Or maybe what you're trying to do.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.